In Simon Yura, this develops. Then confer satalis. So it has to be, there's a requirement of corners. Let's define our corners. Okay. Tell Shane Law Arbor Kanofa is Petura. Yeshu Yeshami Arba is Chayev. So if it doesn't have four, it only has three. So it's not Chayev. If it has more than four, if it has four or more, it's going to be Chayev. Voice Law Arba Titius, Arba Kanofa, Hamurkoka Zoom is Yoser. The multiple corners, so you take four furthermost corners, and that's where you put the tzitzis. Okay. Zog Shavura Aleph, Shain Law. Bain Mithilas Asiyoso. Bain Shachotach Acher Kach Kanof Acher Echad Maso Ogle. Whether it started out with less than four, or it started out with four, and you rounded off one of the corners. You end up with, you don't have four corners. We'll talk about how round is round. That has to be defined also. Petura. So it doesn't have four spots. Bevor Bekra. This is based on the Posik. You see all Arbaka. The Shin was free arba below shoulders. That's that four or three is not enough. We are shame arba, the fact that maybe you have four and not five, the more I ask the question. The more how do we know that? Or the Sifri asked the question. The answer is Rabbeinu Meir Asher Techasa. Anything that you wear, some more says, well, maybe Shemar for three. Like, why don't you say five not and three yes, instead of three not and five yes? It's logical to darshan it this way and not the other way around. Because in the five, there's four. It's any number of beyond four.
Why is
the distance of 3 tefachim from here? Okay. Chayef. Some say that five is potter. In lasis bas, we shouldn't make, if you have a garment with the five, you're putting on tzitzis, But if you want to be mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, you're making a garment with your purpose to mekayim the mitzvah of tzitzis, you should make a garment of four. Because of prima godim, the last approach. The last approach of Osen Talisos, Katanim, Shalono, Sheesh Beis Etzaber, become Malka Reib Sosu. So if you have a talus katan, so it has an opening in the front, so that's a corner. But since rub of it is sosu, and most of it is closed, that doesn't count as a corner. However, so you should make the round that part of the baguette, the neck opening, round that part, and then so that won't count as a corner. So you put sitzes in the four corners, but arba.
Don't do it now. It's still like a corner. It looks like a corner.
Yeah, but usually it's not. It's the majority is closed. The majority of the bag is so that. I actually buy round neck sitzes
because of this.
There's a few other reasons. Yeah, they're less common. Arba. The Torah said make four tzitzis. You make five tzitzis, so you're taking the mitzvah beyond what it's supposed to be. That's an issue in the Torah of not to add on to the mitzvah. So you made five, which you weren't supposed to do. Then you cut one off, so the bag is now kosher. Actually, Yisharu Harabek Kenofis and Merkovis Betzitzis Kilakameh. But you should, the one you cut off should be the you should cut off in such a way that the remaining four are the four most distant ones. Merkovis Yisur. Why is that? Say hey, second hey. The mistabrish yesh lashes boisim shame the korim but yosim in ashar. The lashes would be they make him in the most distant one. That's where you'd see notice it the most. So that's a svara. V'yesharim dehud mitaraisa. Some say that this requirement is not just a svara, but it's mikra did. V'yeshahachmim efsher. Therefore, if it's possible, you should make sure you do that. But avon karnasa b'kanaf akorah v'yefsher the socket. Can she give man tefila? Yochol ismach al mekilim levorach. If you didn't put in the four most distant ones, and it's late, and you can't change it right now. So you can make you can rely on the mekilim and make the bracha later on. You'll correct it. Okay. Sif Beis. Yesh lo arba. If the okay, so if it had four corners, the chotach echad balachson vaso shnayim. So he nasis balus chamesh v'chayevus. So if you take one of the edges, right, one of the edges, and you cut a cut like this, so now there's a corner here, there's a corner here. So now it's five corners. Right, so that doesn't change. It still remains. The fact that you cut one of the corners doesn't say that. Well, what was four? It was guy. Now you made a five, right? So it's like you're taking away the corner. You're just adding a corner, so that's fine. Well, echad balachson. Who are then you cut the steak off as balachson? Nas is balashesh. And if you cut two, it'll be six. Balas chomish, it's five. Now, v'chenim hoyu lo tchila sholish. V'chotach kanaf achas. May I beg it? No, I said one. L'shnayim. Now, in a case would be more relevant is a case where you had set up with three, and you cut through one of the corners, and now you made it four. So that cut has to be significant. Okay. I remember because it has to clearly look like you've made the beggar into two sides. So I don't have to see 100%. But we'll see later on what he's saying like this. He's saying, we'll see later on that there is a halacha of if there's a tear in the baggage, so that can count as making it to another side. But that depends on if it's right pursuant. If it wasn't a tear in the baggage, but he actually made it look like a garment type of a cut, then you don't need rive to give it another edge. If it's just a tear, so then you need rive to give it another edge. I don't get all of the. I don't get all of the words. Now the beer locha adds over here. I mean, he said if you take a three and you make it into a four by cutting the side, it's not enough just to cut the side. There has to be, you have to create a gap between the two of them. So it clearly looks like two distinct parts of the garment. He says the way you do that, he says making a gap, he says the gap has to be three etzbos. The gap between the two is three etzbos. So if I take my garment and I make a cut like this, So now there's a corner here, there's a corner here. If I just cut this, the two pieces of material right next to each other, that doesn't create this dit. Pash is in that case if it's right pursuant to a wood kept. Again, the same idea. Because then it's not, the point is not working based on being nicker, it's working on the fact that the majority is open. This is working on based on the fact that the majority is, it now looks like a different type of a garment, so that you need, it should be obvious. So part of that being obvious is that there has to actually be a gap there. That's what I understand what he's saying. Okay. Okay. Gimel. Kovo karnas talisa uksharim oit tefornam. Udame kilo kitsa. Vela kanofis. Amamikain loy niftim. So you have a garment which has four corners. So for example, which we gave, person has a shawl, it has a poncho, right? Has four corners. There's one but sits in the four corners. So if you take one of the corners and you round it off, so you round it off. So the only has three corners. Then. He doesn't want to get involved with that. So he takes the corner and he folds it up and he sews it as such. So now it looks round, but he has to remove the material. It doesn't count. It still has four corners and it's five. Okay. Kitzas the cut. Like you have kitzias, then we're talking about kitzias, cut things. Right? We argue, we say, if the corner is no longer relevant to you, listen, well, just cut it off and throw it away. Terence is, why didn't you do that? Because you want to keep it there. Why is it important to keep it? Vadai, the several lahatras at fear means it's eventually going to be the you're going to remove the stitches. So we deal with it as if that has happened already, and there's a chiyuv tzitzis. The times that yuchol lahatul atah hatzitzis bekeful, af lamata mikesher agudel, im kishis pasha yil lamala mikesher agudel. Okay, so we're going to see later on where's the proper place to put your tzitzis in the corner of the bag. So chazal came and you put the corner of the bag, and you can't put it all the way on the edge. There has to be a certain amount of the garments between the hole and the tzitzis. So the size of that is called the kesher agudel. That's the width across your thumb, joints. So you have to have that much distance from the corner before you. It has to be that much up from the corner where you put the tzitzis in, and that much in. So, but over here, he took the corner, he folded it up, and he sewed it. So now we count as if it's still there. No. Seemingly, he puts it right by the edge. Since when you would unsew it, it'll be within the proper space. That's fine. So we take this swara all the way. If we would open it up, it's going to be above the distance of the kesher agudel. It's good enough. Now, our cold case, we should cough label the Torah by eagle. The case, we're talking about the case where he sewed it in a corner, in a round edge. Okay, now, I will cough label the Torah by eagle. He folded it up with a corner. So kibbutz shagam ato yesh kanaf. Now it still has a corner. So now what do we do? Do we deal with the theoretical corner which would be when you unsew it? You deal with the corner which you have right now.
What? Are there two corners now?
Well, there'll be two corners now, right? We said you'll pick the distant, if possible, the most distant corner from the other ones. So that's the I'm going to run the Rishoy Lahatul Shom. Atzitzis be careful. Let me show Yosef Mishalosh his bows. He starts to carry. So now the other end of the locha of tzitzis, besides that it can't be too close to the edge, it can't be too far from the edge either. It has to be on the corner. So what's the shear for that? So the shear for that is three etzbos. So here he folded it up and he sewed it down. So he puts it within one etzba of the corner. So he's very happy, right? But the problem is, when it unfolds, it's five inch balls in the corner. So that doesn't bother me, because I'm putting it by the corner. Right now, there's a corner there. That's a valid corner. Even though when you unsew it, it'll be too far away from the corner. But right now, this is called a corner, and that's acceptable. Give the Torah short. Since you sewed it up, it's fine. Now, Rav Chaim Kol Kamalzeh, Sirlu the Gamazeh lo Mahani Atfir. They say no, that the sewing doesn't affect it. Shani he the Sifvav the Marish Kfala Kula Mechain Derech Malbush. Mashen Gamazeh shall a couple rock mixes a bag. What about you take your whole talus, the whole thing, fold it over and sew it. Down the edge. So look at that, that's now your bag. So you put the four corners, not the four corners which were. Right, if you took your towels and you folded it over, so here's one, two, three, four. No, you put one, two, three, four. Right, so you see that sphere in that situation defines the bag. So something over here, it's over there, it's different. Because over there, that was a normal thing to do. Sometimes a person would take a piece of material and change the whole bag. You didn't change the bag, you just sewed down a corner. So that's not called changing the bag, that therefore you can ignore the original corner, which is there based on the argument that we said that Tefira doesn't negate a corner. So if the Tefira doesn't negate a corner when it's rounded, simply doesn't negate a corner when it's at a right angle. It doesn't have to be a right angle either. Because you're not getting a right angle. You're going to get a corner. It's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be, because what are you going to do? You're going to fall like this, right? So this corner is that, whatever, I don't know, whatever your degree will be, but it's not a right angle. But you don't need a right angle. Harai, the did a balas, which has five corners or six corners, is high. Some of those corners are not going to be right angles normally. I mean, you can work out a case. He says you can work out a case where it'll have five corners. But they'll all be right angles. But that's quite a strange garment. Right, so if you do make a garment like, you know, which goes like a dollar, so you have one, two, three, four, five. It's all right angles, but that's not your average. Most people don't make a garment like, when they say balas chomesh, they don't mean that. They mean it's a regular garment that has five corners. So one of those corners is not going to be at a right angle. That's okay. Or maybe multiple ones not be right. Okay. So those were dealing with the issue of the number of corners. Now let's deal with the issue of material. So the law is, that a bag made out of leather is not chayvin tzitzis. So tal shal baget u'kanofel shalor. So what do you do if you have a situation where the garment itself is made out of material, but the corners are leather? Chayevs. He shall or u'kanofel shal baget. However, the opposite, with the garment was made out of leather, but the corners were made out of garment material. Petura. Okay. So I'm going to show you a test. So begging. The tzima shem the kasabor. So why do we look at the garment to be the defining element? Beinu the miskasa ela beikar I begging. Hilchah aslin basra. So the chiyuv is based on the garment. So we have to define what the garment is. The fact that the corners are something else is irrelevant. Now a feeling mokum a begging kuloi is ago vein sham kanal. If you look at the garment itself without these corners of leather, there's no place which is chayv and tzitzis. It's all round. But it has four, if you take a round piece of material and then you put a piece of leather like that, piece of leather like that, and the four corners. So what gave it four corners is leather. The garment is made out of some type of material, and that's what your cover yourself with. But there's no corners without the leather, and leather's not chayim. She says, even so, chayim. What's the ikur a beged asina? The point is the definition of what it is based on ikur a beged, and it has four corners. So the leather part is bolted to the rest of the bag.
Did we say before that if it's sewed, we assume it's going to unravel, and therefore it's kilo, it's not there?
You're going to remove the stitches.
So why don't we say that by here, by this case?
Because over there, the reason why you're going to remove it is because if you didn't need it anymore, you would have cut it off. I had my garment, and I said, you know what, I don't need the corner anymore. So fine, so cut it off. No, I need the corner, but it's falling down, and then I'm sewing it down. So why'd you do that? Because you want to use the material eventually. So you're going to take the stitches out and let it hang out again. Over here, I want my garment. This is what I want my garment to look like. I'm not going to throw it out. Confessional or who did him? How you roiv a talis begin mashar or is chayevus? We will. The definition of roiv would be sufficient also. Confessional begin. Let's say the opposite. If the garment is leather and the corners are begin, who did him rak roiv a talis or? Or if roiv of this garment was or? It's pot. Now, Zadim Shabura Chiddush. Aval Gav Shagam B'miyur HaBegad Yesh Bo Shir Talis. So you know, ignore the leather part. The garment part is large enough that it's a Shir Talis. It should be high for that reason. No, the Lach is it's Peturim. Potem Yitzitzis. Shekim and Iker HaMalbash Eino ShaBegad. Ukrin and Bey Al-Kanthi V'dehem. So, the mice, and now that this is the way it's where you're using it, as this garment is the ikur, a leather garment. So, and a leather garment is not chayiv. So that's what's going to define its chiyuv.
So what, by exclusion, everything that is not leather is considered begad? Any material at all? There is no...
Well, we spoke about, in the previous siman, it talks about... A garment made out of wool or linen is chayv deraisa. Made out of other materials is a machlokes. The synthetic materials becomes a question what their status is. Are they chayv? According to the opinion that other materials are chayv deraisa, are synthetics included or not? The body chayv, partially the body chayv deraisa. But the merchant, his psak on plastic, a plastic which is made like leather, which is it's all one piece. It's not fibers, it's potter. So you have like a rain poncho, which is made out of this big piece of plastic. It's not chayv, it's four corners, not chayv and tzitzit. If it's made out of a woven material, they made it into some type of fiber, then the threads, and they made it would be chayv.
Leather and threads?
Leather and threads, I think he's going to talk about later on if I call correctly. I think he says your potter in that case.
Why isn't leather asher techaseba? They didn't used to use leather as jackets or people.
It is asher techaseba. The quote of Asher Techaseba, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, is a definitional issue. I already told you that leather is potter, which he didn't tell us yet, but it's trending up now, right? But now I need to define what defines the garment. Is it the corners, or is it the Asher Techaseba, the garment itself? So the garment itself defines Asher Techaseba. That's what defines it. He's not excluding it from Asher Techaseba. But you see in the Torah when it uses the word beged, unless it refers to or, is a beged of or. Otherwise, stam beged is not made out of or. right part of the filament abundant, then McLeod beggar. It's not included in the definition of beggar at all. Because beggar assumes some type of a weaving process or a making out of fiber process. Became a talus, did a talus shtat of tover ba'orcha yevis. So if you make a leather lining in your talus, that's fine. You have a beggar there. Other way around, you have a garment which made of leather, and you have like a lining of material, so that doesn't change its status. So he says it's an alien attack, and the point is, what's the garment and what's the lining, which is there just to enhance the garment. Okay. I need the 45 sheep, one more sip. So that was wrong. There's no chiz with three sitzis, and this garment has three corners, you have three sitzis. So now, Meshuv also law Kanaf Revi, also Gam by sitzis. Then you made a fourth side, you cut off the fourth side and waited, now it's a corner. And you added sitzis, so now you have four corners, you have four sitzis, right? What's wrong? What could be wrong? It's possible. Meshuv Tas, Molim in the Osri. So there's a concept in halacha of tas olam in osri that the Matar uses the lashon of making something, that you have to make it. It can't be that it was there of its own. So the most classical case would be by schach on the sukkah. So you have to put the schach on the sukkah. Let's say you have a pile of items which are kosher to be for schach. You go and you dig out a hole underneath it, and then you have schach on top. But you didn't put the schach. The schach was there already. So that's called, you didn't make the schach. The schach was there. You have a chiyuv to have a garment and put tzitzis into the garment. When it has three corners, it's not a garment which is tzitzis. So you didn't put tzitzis in, as far as we're concerned. That's not called making tzitzis. Now it has four corners. Well, there's tzitzis there already. That's called its osur. It was there, as opposed to you making them. So that's a problem. Tzitzis
and osur. And we say they are connected. But actually count that air as
So let's say, for example, so your only kind of tzitzis has to be yours. The Arba Kappa is Kesusko. So let's say I take a garment, right, and I didn't buy it yet, and I put tzitzis in it. Right? So when we argue, that's called Tassel Ben Osi. But then I buy it, so it wasn't my garment yet, so we're not going to take it that far.
What does the shuv mean? The shuv mean he changed his intention, or he really physically shuv came back, and there was a period of time between this? Like if he, for instance, started with a three corner garment and always had intention to make four, he attaches three, then he cuts all that's one sitting.
It doesn't help.
Shoshkanofis,
I feel like Mitchell Hoyal Arbakanofis in Sitsis. Okay, so let's take the case a little bit further. It was a four corner garment with Sitsis. Then one of the corners got torn off in a way that it's not a corner anymore. It's round. So he had three remaining Sitsis there. Then he fixes that corner. When the fourth corner had been removed, the tzitzis became null and void. So the situation, you're going to have to take them off and put them back on again, because now it's a garment of three quarters. What tzitzit is in it already? It's tassel l'menosu. Shul tzitzias. Lava v'shoshos gimel tzitzias shenasa roi b'psul. Now the case sounds like, well, if you did three already, it's three psul in one kosher. So what about you do one psul? And then you say, oh, you've had on the fourth quarter yet. You go to the other three. So you have three b'kashas. Doesn't help. Shenasa roi b'psul. Hanu kam shenasa b'sarba. Alafilu loy kosher el kesher echad in kliyasa. And we pass the a kasher for the tier of the kasher. Not only to even one, you didn't do the whole thing in a one. You put the first knot, and the first kliya is when you wrap it around, and you did a second knot. You've done, made tzitzit already. That's it. You have to and then you finish everything else with kasher. After you made the fourth corner, it's too late. You have to re-undo that one. Shum tasa. But so I'm going to see. Give them tasa l'chal arikavas susa. Mashashio kanofis. You have four corners, and you have to make a dilem on the four corners. So it has to be there when you make it. Four corners have to be there when you make it. Not that you have the tzitzis before the corners. Now, you have to undo the first three. The fourth one was done when there were four corners already. So the fact that the first three are apostles doesn't make the fourth one apostle. Okay.
First question we asked is,
up here. Is there a pasuk?